From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says he's tired of Senate Republicans holding up his nominees for key government posts. So NPR's David Folkenflik reports Mr. Obama is using what's called recess appointments to fill 15 administration jobs while Congress is away on its Easter and Passover break.
Among the appointments are new undersecretaries and assistant secretaries at the Treasury Department, senior trade officials, and the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protections. The so-called recess appointments, done when Congress is not convened, can be controversial for sidestepping the full process. But the White House pointedly noted that the appointees have waited an average of 214 days for confirmation by the full Senate. Currently, 77 Obama nominees are awaiting a vote. The White House said President George W. Bush had only 5 nominees cooling their heels at the same point in his presidency. There is one drawback. Recess appointees who don't ultimately receive confirmation by the Senate before the end of this congressional session would have to seek renomination. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Investigators are looking into the theft of personal information from more than 3 million people who've taken out student loans. As NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, that includes names, addresses, social security numbers, and dates of birth.
The Educational Credit Management Corporation is a nonprofit company that guarantees federal student loans for 3.3 million borrowers. Right now, ECMC can't guarantee the security of their customers' information. That's because an employee or employees illegally copied the sensitive information on DVDs, and then the DVDs were stolen. ECMC's Dave Hahn says the company is devastated by the breach.
We are very concerned, chagrined, and angry at ourselves that we allowed it to happen, and we're really doing everything in our power to make it as close to right as we can.
Hahn says ECMC is offering borrowers free credit monitoring and protection. Meanwhile, he says anyone who has a student loan through ECMC should contact the company immediately. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
Thousands of Tea Party activists gathered in the usually quiet desert town of Searchlight, Nevada today, hometown of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Former GOP Governor Sarah Palin of Alaska told them she agrees with their opposition to Reid.
Now, Harry Reid coming from these parts, you know, he served on the state's gaming commission, and what he's doing now is gambling our future, and somebody needs to tell him this isn't a crapshoot.
NPR's Ina Jaffe was at the rally.
Most of the people I've seen here are older, they are overwhelmingly white, and they just felt it was important to be here to show that the Tea Party is relevant, that it represents the views of Americans to their way of thinking, and that they are adamant about voting out the members of Congress.
And that was Ina Jaffe in Nevada. This is NPR News. There's been no sign so far of 46 South Korean Marines who've been missing since their ship exploded and sank near the country's maritime border with North Korea. Military divers are searching the waters and planes are circling overhead, but hope is fading for finding any survivors. The nation's second-largest school district, Los Angeles, says it's cutting a dozen instructional days over the next 2 school years. The move is expected to save about $140 million, but the Los Angeles school district is facing a $640 million deficit. The daughter of former U.S. Senator and presidential candidate Paul Simon has won the Democratic nomination for Lieutenant Governor of Illinois. Sean Crawford of member station WUIS in Springfield reports.
Paul Simon passed away in 2003, but his name still carries a lot of weight in Illinois politics. His daughter, Sheila Simon, beat out more than 250 hopefuls seeking to represent Democrats in the race for the number 2 job in state government. Sheila Simon is a law professor with limited political experience. The highest office she's held was on a city council. She admits her last name helped her get the nomination.
There's certainly no doubt that my parents and their involvement in politics gives me a foot in the door, but I think I have to finish it from there.
A statewide Democratic panel chose Simon after the previous nominee was forced to drop out because of allegations of domestic violence and past drug use. For NPR News, I'm Sean Crawford in Springfield, Illinois.
In the NCAA men's basketball tournament, West Virginia leads Kentucky by 16 points with less than 5 minutes remaining. Earlier, Butler downed Kansas State to earn a berth in the Final Four. In the NCAA Division II championship, Cal Poly Pomona was the winner over Indiana University of Pennsylvania. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.